stomp, stomp, stomp. Bigfoot
under a redwood tree.
Bigfoot. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Bigfoot. And me.
This thing was 10 foot tall. He had beautiful hair.
And he's got cousins. Right? He's got cousins all over the world. And today's Bigfoot Bulletin comes from down under, where Bigfoot's cousin terrorized someone in the Australian outback, Brad.
Yeah.
This was a guy who was out, he was fishing from his kayak, and he says he was stalked by a terrifying, and he has pictures of it, dog man monster in the Australian outback.
Was it on all fours or was it on its hind legs?
I think it was doing everything.
Like a little chihuahua?
Yeah, it was.
Walking on its hind legs.
It was on
for
the hind
treat.
Legs, then it was standing up. And this guy said he was petrified for a month solid after his encounter with the half dog, half human creature. And he said this happened
it
on.
It came
two,
up and licked me all over.
Two separate.
Wanted to
occasions.
Jump in my lap.
Yeah. He was fishing from his kayak when the first incident happened. He said, quote, I noticed that every time I took a stroke with the paddle of my kayak, whatever this thing was, it was taking a stride to each paddle I was taking. I stopped for a bit, and the sound stopped in the bush, too. Wasn't this how it happened in Deliverance? Wasn't it like this? I stopped for a bit, and the sound stopped in the bush, too, and I thought it was a bit odd. So I took off paddling again. And sure enough, as soon as I started to paddle every stroke, this thing would take a step. And then I got out my camera, he said, and I started taking pictures of this dog man.
How big is it?
Half man, half dog.
I mean, we talking about a wolf size?
It's like a Bigfoot size.
Oh, it's a Bigfoot size dog.
Yeah, Bigfoot size, half man, half dog. Gotcha. As it was running, it was smashing trees out of the way. And then it started to roar. And I spent 10 minutes trying to escape back to the safety of my car, left the kayak.
This guy didn't eat some high mountain mushrooms or something?
I was done fishing at that point. He said, I'd never heard anything like it in my life. It would roar, and then it would take a breath in. It would breathe in.
Was it a bear?
Breathe out. I was half man, half dog. So he was able to snap some pictures of it.
Half man, half dog, or half Bigfoot, half dog?
A little bit of everything. He was thankfully, he was able to take some pictures, and sadly, shockingly, some of them are, they're all grainy. They're all grainy photos, but it does look like it could possibly be a half man, half dog creature, or it could be a bear, or it could just be a tree. I'm not sure. Really what it was there, but he insists, half man, half dog, and believes it to be a relative of Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, stomp, stomp, stomp. Bigfoot, under a redwood tree. Bigfoot, stomp, stomp, stomp. Bigfoot, and me.
He looked like he had six fingers on each hand.
Hey, it couldn't be our Bigfoot because they weren't. Australia wasn't allowing any international visitors, so it's got to be their own unique beast that they have there in Australia.